You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to the show on KMOX. Chris Ranji, Amy Mark scores. Kevin Wheeler with you here. We were just talking about the LIV Tour. This is a really big story, obviously, and comes with a lot more than just a golf conversation. Although for the golfers, that part of it is some of it, too. The tradition of the Masters, the tradition of the U.S. Open, all of those things are a part of that decision-making process, along with all of the money. And along with all of the moral questions, the morality questions, when you're dealing with a family, the Saudi royal family that's behind the LIV Tour, and the inherent problems that come with, let's just say a regime that has problems. A regime that kills
human
a regime.
Problems.
Yes, I mean, like,
yeah.
And not just problem. I mean, it's more of a crisis, really. I mean, it is horrific what goes on.
It's not a problem that the royal family is trying to solve.
Right, exactly.
We've got human rights problems.
No, they are the problem.
Yeah. And real quick, I want to differentiate this, and only because I have heard a couple of times people throw out the comparison, well, this is like the AFL or the XFL. It's not because players aren't defecting the NFL to go to these other leagues.
Defecting is the right word.
Even if it was back in the day where you had to quit the NFL to play in the USFL or whatever, like, even if it were, it's still not the same. Because it's not just another group of owners. It's a horrific ruling class.
Yes.
That not only murdered Jamal Khashoggi, a journalist based in the U.S. in an embassy, but does that kind of thing all the time on their own land.
Right.
Right? I mean, like, they oppress people by habit. In fact, you could say by policy. Like, that's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another major difference. It's not just money from some other rich person. That's why this is more complicated. And I thought it would be cool to hear, because a lot of golfers are taking the money. I think it was 17, 19 of them that are now suspended by the PGA Tour. And a lot did not take it, though. They offered this kind of money to Jack Nicklaus. He turned it down. They offered almost $1 billion to Tiger Woods. He turned it down. Mm-hmm. Rory McIlroy turned it down. And here's Rory kind of explaining what went into that thought process.
I think my stance on it has been pretty clear from the start. It's not something that I want to participate in. I certainly understand the guys that have went. I understand what their goals and their ambitions are in their life. And, you know, I'm not, you know, certainly not knocking anyone for going. It's their life. It's their decision. They can live it the way they want to. But for me, you know, I want to play on the PGA Tour against the best players in the world. And, you know, I think for me, you know, I was speaking to a few people yesterday, and one of the comments was any decision that you make in your life that's purely for money usually doesn't end up going the right way. Obviously, money is a deciding factor in a lot of things in this world, but if it's purely for money, it's not, never seems to, you know, it never seems to go the way you want it to.
I think never is probably a strong assumption, but I think it's a general, in general principle, doing something only for money does leave you vulnerable to problems you maybe didn't anticipate.
Mm-hmm.
But that's Rory McIlroy's take on this. And I wanted to kind of put this to you guys, and I'll throw the answer in there at some point too. So none of us are going to become professional golfers anytime soon. We're not going to have this option. Let's say though, and we'll take it out of, let's leave it with this. The LIV Tour wants commentators.
Mm-hmm.
They want people to come broadcast the event, and they say, Chris Ranji, I will pay you $10 million a year on a 3-year deal. Are you taking the money?
I'm being honest here. I would like to think that I would say no.
No, you can't.
I don't
ride the
know. I can't tell you right this second. This is something that I would have to think about, because for me, I'm pretty confident in my life. I'm never going to get close to approaching $10 million in income. I'm pretty sure of that. Well, you know what though? I could invent a social media platform that everybody will go to for sure, and then I'll have many, many billions of dollars. You know what? I'm not going to do it. But no, to be honest, I want to say that I would say no. I'm not 100% sure I would, because I know that there are people in my family right now that I could help immediately with that. And I'm thinking of it from that lens. And this is different than me already having $50 million in the bank.
Right.
And then I'm getting another 100 or 125.
Right.
This is somebody I have not had a 7-figure salary before in my life. And if this were presented to me as an opportunity, I don't know that I would say no to it. I want to say that I would, but I can't guarantee that I would right this second, just because I know what I can do with that right now.
I know I would say no.
And I believe you, by the way.
Yeah.
I believe you, too.
Yeah. I don't think you're sitting here putting on a show.
No.
I believe you 100%.
And there have been situations, obviously not $10 million, but there have been things that are, you know, not something I would want to endorse. And then there have been non-money-related decisions that have been very, very important and on principle. I know I would say no.
I've turned down plenty of things over the years. Sometimes it's a job. Sometimes it's a side job. Sometimes it's, you know, an endorsement that, and sometimes it's not even like a principle thing. It's just my principle that if I don't use it, I won't pretend that I do, like that kind of thing. I would take that offer from the Saudis because of what you said, Ranj. And I would feel horrible about it.
Yeah.
Because I know that there's a large part of my morality, my moral values that would be completely compromised by doing so. But that money doesn't just give me sports cars and a big house. That changes my entire family.
Yes, it
does. This changes my parents' retirement, my in-laws, my kid, my potential grandkids. This changes other family members that are having hard times right now where I could do something about it. If I can make a multi-generational change, I would be selfish about it.
Can I ask you a question, though? Since you're looking at this as helping your family, are there members of your family that would recoil from what they would consider ill-gotten gain? Saying,
I don't want
that money because I know it came from here.
Some of them would, sure. I have no doubt about that.
Yeah, for
some
sure.
Some would, some would not. And it's no question. You're definitely making a deal with the devil.
Mm-hmm.
And I think where the line is when it comes to this decision, where I would be talking about it, is what is every individual's responsibility? And we all have many of them. We have responsibilities to the world. We have responsibilities to our country. We have responsibilities to our community. The number one responsibility I have is to my family. That's my number one. That's first.
Yeah.
When it comes to what my decision-making process is, the first thing on my mind is always going to be my family. Now, that doesn't mean, for example, take this money, you have to go shoot someone.
Right. That's
I'm not going to do that.
Completely different.
I'm not going to do that. And maybe that's not even. But again, maybe by taking money from people that do that
indirectly, you're
indirectly
helping
I'm just
happen.
As bad.
Yeah. I guess for me to put it in a real life scenario, and not to bring everything to this, but I am strongly pro-life. Mm-hmm. And if there was a deal where, hey, we need you to be the voice of this or write this copy that was strongly pro-choice, I could not do it. And there's no amount of money that would make me do it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that's just my personal. And I know that that's not going to change anything. We have live in a democracy and we live in a pro-choice democracy. And so it's a pro-choice society and culture. And I get it. Me personally, knowing I would not change anything, I still could not make that decision.
And I would have, and that's perfectly fine if that's where you stand, but I would have a very difficult time telling a family member, and I'm thinking of one in particular right now, hey, I could have really helped change your life in a dramatic way that you desperately need. Couldn't do it, though, because of this political topic, because of something that's happening somewhere else. I couldn't do it for you. I'm sorry. I would have to keep that to myself, but I would feel extremely guilty inside, and I'm going to feel guilt either way.
Yes.
But I'm going to feel much more guilty, much guiltier, if I was not able to help that person.
Can I ask you, would it change either of your minds, or how would you feel, like, let's say you met someone who suffered at the hands of the
maybe
Saudi government?
It might.
Possibly. Yeah.
It might. But then again,
I think it would be so hard to look like a little kid in the eye.
Right. No,
and I'm thinking of my family member. It would be hard to tell them that
I didn't do
something for them.
That's the problem.
Yes.
And, you know, again, if we're looking at it from the larger point of view, if I'm willing to accept my government doing this for whatever their reasons are, maybe it's to maintain relationships that you need to maintain. Well, then if they can make those compromises, why am I different?
And we are all using and buying products right now that most certainly were made
absolutely
with child
labor.
Your
cell phones, the
clothing,
parts for those cell phones, your shoes,
food.
I will say too. I mean, you can try to buy fair trade, right? There are fair trade stores,
but do we?
No, but you do your best. But I still think there's a difference between buying an iPhone and taking money from the hand of the Saudi prince. There just is.
Yeah, I that's a good point. I wouldn't push back on
it's
that.
It's different. I'm just not sure how different it is.
It's in the same ballpark, but it's a different level of commitment.
Yeah.
Because you're openly saying they're offering me money and I'm taking it. You're not just buying a product.
But
you do know at the end of that, at the beginning of that phone,
it's a tacit endorsement.
Those parts are coming from places where people are being abused.
Right.
Where
it is a tacit endorsement of it if you're buying this stuff.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to the show on KMOX. Chris Ranji, Amy Mark Scores, Kevin Wheeler with you here. We were just talking about the Live Tour. This is a really big story, obviously, and comes with a lot more than just a golf conversation. Although for the golfers, that part of it is some of it, too. The tradition of the Masters, the tradition of the U.S. Open, all of those things are a part of that decision-making process, along with all of the money, and you know, and along with all of the moral questions, the morality questions, when you're dealing with a family, the Saudi royal family that's behind the Live Tour, and the inherent problems that come with, well, let's just say, a regime that has problems. A regime that kills
human
a regime.
Problems.
Yes, I mean, like, and not just problem. I mean, problem. It's more of a crisis, really. I mean, it is horrific what goes on.
It's not a problem that the royal family is trying to solve.
Right, right, exactly.
We've
right,
got
right.
human rights problems.
No, they are. Yeah, they are the problem. Yeah.
And real quick, I want to differentiate this, and only because I have heard a couple of times people throw out the comparison. Well, this is like the AFL or the XFL. It's not because players aren't defecting the NFL. To go to these other leagues.
Defecting right? is the right word.
Even if it was back in the day where you had to quit the NFL to play in the USFL or whatever, like even if it were, it's still not the same because it's not just another group of owners. It's a horrific ruling class.
Yes.
That not only murdered Jamal Khashoggi, a journalist based in the U.S. in an embassy, but does that kind of thing all the time on their own land.
Right.
Right? I mean, like, they oppress people by habit. In fact, you could say by policy. Like, that's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that's another major difference. It's not just money from some other rich person. That's why this is more complicated. And I thought it would be cool to hear, because a lot of golfers are taking the money. I think mm-hmm. it was 17, 19 of them that are now suspended by the PGA Tour. And a lot did not take it, though. They offered this kind of money to Jack Nicklaus. He turned it down. They offered almost $1 billion to Tiger Woods. He turned it down. Mm-hmm. Rory McIlroy turned it down. And here's Rory kind of explaining what went into that thought process.
I think my stance on it has been pretty clear from the start. It's not something that I want to participate in. I certainly understand the guys that have went. I understand what their goals and their ambitions are in their life. And, you know, I'm not, you know, certainly not knocking anyone for going. It's their life. It's their decision. They can live it the way they want to. But for me, you know, I want to play on the PGA Tour against the best players in the world. And, you know, I think for me, you know, I was speaking to a few people yesterday, and one of the comments was any decision that you make in your life that's purely for money usually doesn't end up going the right way. Obviously, money is a deciding factor in a lot of things in this world, but if it's purely for money, it's not, never seems to, you know, it never seems to go the way you want it to.
I think never is probably a strong assumption, but I think it's in general principle. Doing something only for money does leave you vulnerable to problems you maybe didn't anticipate.
Mm-hmm.
But that's Rory McIlroy's take on this. And I wanted to kind of put this to you guys, and I'll throw the answer in there at some point, too. So none of us are going to become professional golfers anytime soon. We're not going to have this option. Let's say, though, and we'll take it out of let's leave it with this. The Live Tour wants commentators.
Mm-hmm.
They want people to come broadcast the event, and they say, Chris Ranji,
mm-hmm.
I will pay you $10 million a year on a 3-year deal. Are you taking the money?
I'm being honest here. I would like to think that I would say no.
No, you can't.
I can't tell you right this second. This is something that I would have to think about, because for me, I'm pretty confident in my life. I'm never going to get close to approaching $10 million in income. I'm pretty sure of that. You know what, though? I could invent a social media platform that everybody will go to for sure, and then I'll have many, many billions of dollars. You know what? I'm not going to do it. But no, to be honest, I want to say that I would say no. I'm not 100% sure I would, because I know that there are people in my family right now that I could help immediately with that. And I'm thinking of it from that lens. And if this is different than me already having $50 million in the bank,
right,
and then I'm getting another 100 or 125.
Right.
This is somebody I have not had a seven-figure salary before in my life. And if this were presented to me as an opportunity, I don't know that I would say no to it. I want to say that I would, but I can't guarantee that I would right this second just because I know what I can do with that right now.
I know I would say no.
And I believe you, by the way.
Yeah.
I believe you, too.
Yeah. I don't think you're sitting here putting on a show.
No.
I believe you 100%.
And there have been situations, obviously not $10 million, but there have been things that are, you know, not something I would want to endorse. And then there have been non-money related decisions that have been very, very important and on principle. It's just, I know I would say no.
I've turned down plenty of things over the years. Sometimes it's a job. Sometimes it's a side job. Sometimes it's, you know, an endorsement that, and sometimes it's not even like a principle thing. It's just my principle that if I don't use it, I won't pretend that I do, like that kind of thing. I would take that offer from the Saudis because of what you said, Ronj. And I would.
You would?
I would.
Yeah.
And I would feel horrible about it.
Yeah.
Because I know that there's a large part of my morality, my moral values that would be completely compromised by doing so. But that money doesn't just give me sports cars and a big house. That changes my entire family.
Yes, it
does. This changes my parents' retirement, my in-laws, my kid, my potential grandkids. This changes other family members that are having hard times right now where I could do something about it. If I can make a multi-generational change, I would be selfish about it.
Can I ask you a question, though?
Yeah,
since you're looking at this as helping your family, are there members of your family that would recoil from what they would consider ill-gotten gain, saying,
some of them
I don't
would,
want
yeah.
that money
yeah.
because I know it came from here?
Some of them would, sure. I have no doubt about that.
Yeah, for sure.
Some would, some would not. It's no question. You're definitely making a deal with the devil.
Mm-hmm.
And I think where the line is when it comes to this decision where I would be talking about it is what is every individual's responsibility? And we all have many of them. We have responsibilities to the world. We have responsibilities to our country. We have responsibilities to our community. The number one responsibility I have is to my family. That's my number one. That's first.
Yeah.
When it comes to what my decision-making process is, the first thing on my mind is always going to be my family. Now, that doesn't mean, for example, take this money, you have to go shoot someone.
Right, that's
I'm not going to do that.
Completely different.
I'm not going to do that. And maybe that's not even, but again, maybe by taking money from people that do
that. Indirectly,
you're helping that happen.
Indirectly,
I'm just as bad.
Yeah. And I guess for me to put it in a real life scenario, and not to bring everything to this, but I am strongly pro-life.
Mm-hmm.
And if there was a deal where, hey, we need you to be the voice of this or write this copy that was strongly pro-choice, I could not do it. And there's no amount of money that would make me do it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that's just my personal, and I know that that's not going to change anything. We have live in a democracy and we live in a pro-choice democracy. And so it's a pro-choice society and culture, and I get it. Me personally, knowing I would not change anything, I still could not make that decision.
And I would have, and that's perfectly fine if that's where you stand, but I would have a very difficult time telling a family member, and I'm thinking of one in particular right now, hey, I could have really helped change your life in a dramatic way that you desperately need. Couldn't do it, though, because of this political topic, because of something that's happening somewhere else. I couldn't do it for you. I'm sorry. I would have to keep that to myself, but I would feel extremely guilty inside, and I'm going to feel guilt either way.
Yes.
But I'm going to feel much more guilty, much guiltier if I was not able to help that person.
Can I ask you, would it change either of your minds, or how would you feel, like, let's say you met someone who suffered at the hands of the
maybe
Saudi government?
It might.
Possibly. Yeah.
It might. But then again,
I think it would be so hard to look like a little kid in the eye.
Right. No,
and I'm thinking of my family member. It would be hard to tell them that
I didn't do
something for them.
That's the problem.
Yes.
And, you know, again, if we're looking at it from the larger point of view, if I'm willing to accept my government doing this for whatever their reasons are,
yep.
maybe it's to maintain relationships that you need to maintain. Well, then if they can make those compromises, why am I different?
And we are all using and buying products right now that most certainly were made
absolutely
with child
if
labor.
Your cell phones, the
clothing,
parts for those cell phones, your shoes,
food.
But like, I will say too. I mean, you can try to buy fair trade, right? They're fair trade stores.
But do we?
No, but you do your best. But I still think there's a difference between buying an iPhone and taking money from the hand of the Saudi prince. There just is.
Yeah, I that's a good point. I wouldn't push back on that.
It's different. I'm just not sure how different it is.
It's in the same ballpark, but it's a different level of commitment.
Yeah.
Because you're openly saying they're offering me money and I'm taking it. You're not just buying a product. But you do know at the end of that, at the beginning of that phone,
it's a tacit endorsement.
Those parts are coming from places where people are being abused.
Right.
Where people
it is a tacit endorsement of it if you're buying this stuff.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.